Now, see, you think you a pimp, but you can't be pimping, know what I'm saying? You want to be a pimp, then you got to learn the game. See, it's all about knowing the game.
What's the game?
The game is how you treat the bitches, know what I'm saying? Bitch got to know when she out there, she making your motherfucking money, know what I'm saying? You got your main bitch, know what I'm saying? That be your bottom bitch. That bitch rank higher than all the other bitches, but she's still a bitch, know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know what you were saying. You don't have to keep asking.
See, it's all about mind control. You gotta act a part. Any man can control a bitch's heart, but a pimp gotta control a bitch's mind. Know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Pimp gotta be out there every motherfucking day keeping his bitches in line. Can't let him go shopping, spending their money on stupid shit. Bitches gotta think that's your motherfucking money. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I believe I know what you are saying.
Oh, sweet Christ, welcome to another edition of In Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today is one of the more loyal of my many mercenary, worthless co-hosts.
Worthless?
I'm kidding, I love you. You're my bottom bitch.
That's actually so not bottom.
You are my bottom bitch. That is why I played that today, because it's your birthday. And I wanted to say thank you to my bottom bitch. You're my top earner.
I am not your bottom bitch. I don't that at all.
Did you not listen to the South Park clip? That was a term of endearment.
That was horrible. That was degrading and horrible.
But the bottom bitch is on top of all the other bitches.
It's still
the
wrong.
Pimp's got to use the
so
mind
I'm
control.
I'm the bottom
you're
bitch
the bottom
that brings
bitch.
In your money.
You're still under daddy, but
that is so wrong.
You're the bottom bitch. All the other so bitches got to go through you to get to daddy.
I hate that word. FYI.
Yeah, I'm not big on it.
You know what? I am really mad right now.
Okay, well, first, let's get the intro out of the way. You can listen to us every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. on www.fcac.org. We're on Cox 37, Comcast 27. Archives of the show are found at inpapasbasement.com. And, okay, intro done. Get back to what you hate.
My pedicure.
Your petty? Your
yes,
mani-pedi
I
failed?
I got a pedicure last weekend, and because of this stupid weather, I have had to wear socks every single day, and it totally screwed it up, so I painted a darker color over it. And
let
I
me
don't
see,
like it.
Because you do have your dogs just chilling on the
I
console.
I always put my feet up. You know this.
Aren't
they pretty?
Are we going to just be openly country here?
Shut up!
Well, no, I have my own twist on country. I'm like Greek country trash in my own way.
You are trash.
I kind of am a little.
No, you're not.
I'm brilliant trash. That's how I view myself.
Brilliant
trash.
You didn't tell them my name today. I'm kind of sad.
My co-host, Veronica Johnson?
Don't say my last name!
Veronica J?
That's
VJ?
Better.
The VJ?
Don't even.
I won't call you.
I will
you,
storm out of
I
here.
I will not call you.
Like the little princess that I am.
I will not call you Vajonica. Once. Other than that.
You know you can't when it's just me, because I will call you out.
Well, hopefully.
You are so lucky that I did not know that you and Matt called me that last week. I was not happy when I listened.
I actually wasn't using that. That was Matt's term
was
for you.
Matt.
He really cracked up at it. He thought Vajonica was hilarious.
Yes, well, when you have second grade humor, I guess you would.
We are sophisticated. We got my buddy Rich Killiam should be crashing in the show.
Is
like,
Rich cute? Can we talk about him a lot before he gets
Rich is going to fall under the Matt category for you. He's not as clean cut as Matt,
Autology.
But he's sophisticated. He's like 5'6 or something.
Damn.
Like, I'm like Lord of the
Why
Mole
are
people.
All of your friends short?
I don't know, because no I like to be the tall one.
That's sad, John.
I'm
That's
kidding.
Sad.
It's just what comes my way.
Can you please go make friends with tall men, please? Please
don't
please,
you
please.
Have any tall guys you want to do currently? Like, isn't there anyone on the list for the birthday party?
Meh.
It's your birthday party. You get to be at
home
for a day.
He decided to go visit his friend instead of come to my birthday.
Where's his friend and how? What is the history between
Boston.
Him and the friend? Boston, okay. Known for its sunny weather, so
yes.
Can't fault him for that.
I hope he's miserable in the cold.
Okay.
I shouldn't say that because he's probably going to hear this at some point.
Well, he was trying to work his magic. He screwed up royally. God, you cannot S. Even my mom, I treat like I love my mom, so whatever. But I treat her extra princessy. Her birthday that weekend is like a 3-day Maria fest.
Yep. As it should be.
It is. Women are so into their
one
birthdays.
Time a year.
Like, seriously, if you're female, send me a picture of your boobs for my birthday. And I'm like, that was awesome.
That's all you need.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're
no.
Easy man
like,
to please.
No, on my birthday, I look forward to getting new picture mail. New picture mail. New picture mail. And it's
John,
let me
just assure you that you will never get a picture of my boobs for your
I
birthday.
Never have.
I will buy you a beverage. I will not send you
I never
a
have gotten
picture.
Veronica's boobs. But there are a lot of other friends who will fall on their sword for that one special day.
That's funny.
To make Papa Giorgio feel like the daddy he is. And they're all my bottom bitches for one day.
But no, really, if you're talking to somebody or if you have interest in somebody, wouldn't you want to be there for their birthday?
Oh, I would definitely say that. Speaking of interest in somebody, I think that's going to be the main focus of today's show.
Is that a segue?
A little bit. Okay, main thing, my last week, it's like not bad enough. I've been at home for, I think, 4 months now. I now don't have a car.
Oh, God.
I've been at home all week. I have to wait for my mom to get home to borrow my mom's car. I'm like 15, 16 again.
Ouch.
It's hell. And I love her.
What's the status of the car? Not to interrupt you, but what's the status of all of that?
Okay, get the progressive. I total my junk last Friday. They get out Monday to look at it. They aren't able to open the hood. So Wednesday, I have it towed to the shop. It's declared a total Wednesday afternoon.
Really?
I'm not getting money till like middle of next week, minimum. So we're talking 2 weeks with both thumbs up my ass.
Okay, but that's not that bad. At least you're going to get money from it. You can get another ride. I mean, like,
oh, yeah, I'm not screwed, yeah. But it's been tough.
And you get a new car out of it.
Yeah, it's nice to get a mulligan on the car. I wasn't blown away by my Focus. It was all right. It was advertised as a total pussy magnet, and it
a Ford Focus, and you bought that? You deserve
No.
God, you're dumb.
That was my dry sense of humor. No, the Focus said to me, "Hey, John, you're the one car I can you can pay for right now." And I said, "Yes, Mr. Focus, yes, you are."
So, what are you gonna get now that you don't have to pay for rent and
something kind of equally high status, like a Hyundai Elantra, Honda Civic?
You should buy my Mustang. I want a new car.
I'm not buying the Mustang.
Why?
It's too much of a guzzler.
No, it's not.
Well,
I have a great gas mileage in that. It's only a V6. It's a girl Mustang.
Oh.
Her name's Bella.
Oh, God. I'm not buying a Mustang with girl parts. Yeah, so I got that to look forward to. And pretty much it was a week of hell. I don't know about you. When you were unemployed, did your touching certain parts on oneself,
oh,
like go through
God.
The did it go through the
John,
roof?
Seriously? Really?
I'm sorry. No, this is really? Like I'm not trying to be risque and Howard Stern-esque.
So your wrists hurt a little bit today.
For the past few years, I've been good for one a day. I'm like one shot, one kill. I got to do it once a day, or else people are gonna die around me. As long as Daddy gets his fix, the world is safe. I don't know if it's just me being trapped in the house and I've really got no alternatives. It's like I'm 14 again. It's like I just discovered it.
Discovered Columbus.
Oh, my. It's like it won't go down. It's like every.
Oh, my God. I don't want to know this.
I'm just saying.
TMI.
I'm just saying. It's like all you can do is either.
I thought that you had a vent about a girl. Can we get to that?
Oh, we're getting to the girl in a bit.
Okay, because this conversation makes me way too uncomfortable.
Really? Well.
Ew. Yes.
I'm just saying.
All of our one listeners.
Yeah, it's my mom. It's my mom hearing.
She's squirming right now. She does not need to know this.
If you find any balls of tissue under my desk, Mom, do not. Do not. I will take care of it.
That is not snot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Baby boy doesn't have that runny nose. It's just there's nothing to watch on TV. There's maybe one show a night.
And it's rainy, so you can't, like, go out and run or...
I can't do any of that. I've watched season 5 of The Office through Netflix maybe each episode 3-4 times now. I can only write so much for the blog. I've had to move on to bad 80s movies on Netflix, like The Dark Crystal.
Oh,
did you ever see The Dark Crystal?
No.
It's just, like, it's made by the Muppets, guys, and it's puppets that are trying to look evil. It looks like S. There was one voice in it that was so clearly Miss Piggy.
If it was this bad, why are we talking about it on air?
Oh,
tell me about the girl and the
show,
date. I want to hear about it.
The show is of comparable quality. Fine. We're going to get to I'm not even going to say it was a date at this point anymore.
You are bitter. I want to hear about this.
Oh, okay. Fine. It's a chick. I will give the background. It's someone I bumped into at
online.
My... No. I've moved past the
this
online.
This is Reunion Girl?
This is Reunion Girl.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Oh, it's Reunion Girl, the one that was prefaced from last week.
Okay.
Someone I bumped into my reunion, I never really knew her in high school. She's very attractive. We were just chilling out. Things were you know, vaguely flirty. I got a couple pats on my, what did you describe it as, Veronica?
Your butt?
My bubble butt.
Your bubble butt.
Yeah, on my
butt.
On my Greek bubble butt. My George Michael-esque ass. My perfect half sphere.
Ew.
And
that's kind of how many times I say ew today.
Yeah, so at the, you know, my friend bails out of the reunion and I'm leaving too. And this girl's like, hey, you know, it sucks you're leaving. And I'm like, let's hang out sometime. Let's get a drink. She calls my phone so I can get her number. Mm-hmm. I store it in the phone. We talk a few days later. We talk maybe two times or so. And she's good people. She's intelligent. Fun enough to talk to. I mean, not over the top, but hell, we just barely started talking. And I notice every time we are talking, there is an extensive apology for the drunken fool she made of herself while at the reunion. I didn't really think at the time much of that.
Ah.
Yeah. In retrospect, I'm glad that displaying interest in one John Vasilios Papagiorgio is such a vile act that it has to be explained away with liquor. Veronica's face planting herself already. Okay, spit it out. What's already on your head?
Nothing. I'm just listening. I want to hear the whole story.
The whole story?
Before I make comment. Yes.
Okay. All right. So I decide that we are going to go to a comedy club. We're going to check out a little stand-up, have a few drinks afterwards, shake hands, and part ways.
Yeah, you're thinking shaking hands.
I never go for anything heavy on first date or even second date anymore. I'll put it this way.
Yeah, you save that for your tissue at home.
Don't,
you totally fell into it.
So. Don't even. And yes, I do. But that keeps me behaved when it comes to actual flesh and blood beings, which I think is a good trade-off. Yes. No, my current timetable is date one, you show interest. Maybe there's a little playful touching on the arm. Date two, hopefully you close with a kiss. Date three, there's some kind
of...
You
don't kiss on the first date?
No, I backed off the first date kiss.
Cool.
Yeah, it's. I found that a lot of girls find even the first date kiss a little aggressive.
Nah.
And it's not always, but sometimes it becomes this almost perfunctory act, like, date's coming around near the end. We gotta put this bad boy in the mix somehow.
Yeah, but you know what? And I know this has been debated, but a first date kiss, if you're kind of if you're into the guy, it kind of lets you know that he's interested. If he doesn't, I don't know.
I try to be very warm, and like if they touch my arm, I'm instantly touching back. If they touch my back or do anything that indicates any kind of physical interest, I'm doing a playful touch back too. And I'm not talking like an accidental like, oh, I brushed your nipple. Like, it's touching the arm, touching the back.
Yeah, I guess it just depends. It depends.
I'm yeah, sure. All I know is when I went for the first – whenever I end dates with the kiss, the first date, mm-hmm. it's always date two, we practically bang. Date three, we do bang. And I'm not seeing this chick after, like, date seven.
Yeah, no.
It always plants you in guy I'm effing between boyfriend zone.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
And that's cool. I mean, if I'm looking to tear through some hood rats – As I never do. I've never called anyone a hood rat. But if I'm looking to get mine for like three or four dates and no more, to me it's killing the goose that laid the golden egg, but whatever. Then, yeah, you go aggro on the first date and you kiss.
Yeah, I guess it just depends. I don't know.
But me, I like...
The lips doesn't bother me.
I like a delayed timetable now. Second date to third date kiss. Fourth, fifth, fooling
That's
around.
Good. I think
sixth, seventh, you know, the no pants dance.
I think it makes... A no kiss on the first date makes, I don't know, it makes me take the guy a little more seriously.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It just depends. It really just does, it just depends.
Yeah, because to me, if I'm asking you for a second go around, then I do see something happening there. Yeah. And I would want things taken seriously. I never got a ton of joy out of screwing around. Whenever I've had time periods in my life where I've like banged like three, four girls in a month or two, it's just because I wasn't.
You're such a.
I wasn't hitting it off in a good way.
Which word can I use?
What?
Which S word is it that I can't use?
What? No, say whatever word you can't use.
I was going to call you a slut, but I'm like SEC knocking on my door.
A slut? Nah, nothing wrong with slut. I haven't been a slut in like a year easy.
Nice. Okay, so I'm sorry. I didn't mean to deviate from your date.
Okay. This girl's like, cool, let's do the comedy thing. I am currently down to my mom's car, as we've already gotten down. You know, we explained that. So at first, I say, cool, I'll meet you there. She agrees to that. Later that later in the week, she texts me. She's like, hey, are we still on for tonight? I say yes, and I feel bad. I relent. I'm like, you know what, John? You're already operating. You're down to the felt, to use some poker talk. You're already practically screwed. You're living at home. Go for broke. Show up in the Taurus. My mom's Taurus, full of all kinds of Greek icons and hanging Jesus-y things.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Ever since my dad died, my mom became like a Latina grandmother.
And you need to give her grandchildren.
I do. I'm kind of coming to terms with that. She needs something other than the cat and worrying about me and the brother. There needs to be something else alive in this picture. So I show up, and the girl's looking great. Very attractive woman. And we seem to hit it off. There's a lot of joking on my part. Because I got to explain, I can't try to pull a straight face showing up at a 2001 Taurus with Saint
Jesus hanging
Arios Nectarios and, yeah, all kinds of, like, Greek saints no one even knows about. I mean, this is like hardcore Orthodox sainty car. There's like little almost hanging herbs, like she's a gypsy woman in chunks of it. It was bad, man.
Oh, wow.
She's got like trash bags full of our old papers. My brother and I got A's on from fourth grade for good luck. I don't even know what's going on. It's
okay,
a
so
show.
You pick her up.
I pick her up, and I'm driving like a wuss because I'm not used to this land shark of a vehicle, and it's hard to park, and it's raining. It's a driving rain, and, I'm gun shy. I just got in an accident. You know, I'm going to be driving like a grandma for easily 2 months.
Yeah.
It's like having a pregnancy scare. You do not bang around after that for a good, like you have a chick.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. You have a chick who gets a schmishmortion. If you, like, it's a good 6 months before there's any fooling around. There's just like this period of like, what did I do? I cannot risk that again. It scares the living hell out of you. So we get to the club, and I would say weird part one kicks in where she immediately produces her wallet, does not put the wallet away, with the card resting on top of it the whole time. We order our drinks, and she, like Crocodile Dundee with a boomerang accuracy, like, hurls her card at the chick at the register, the bartender. Hey, these are on mine. These are on my tab.
So she paid for the first round?
We'll get
or did she pay for hers and you paid for yours?
No, I'm like, okay, then split tabs. And she's like, no, I'm getting the first. I'm getting this. And I'm like, okay. Now, bitch as I do about women where you cover everything,
that's weird.
I gotta say, this was violently emasculating. Passionately emasculating. I wanted to go home and shave my labia majora after she did this.
Ouch. Wow. That's weird. Even if you're not like that into the guy, you still kind of.
I mean, just throws down the plastic. And I've dealt with Greek grandmas before, so I know how to argue a tab. This chick was entrenched. It's
commando.
Like, yeah, it's like when you're just like, okay, sister, I'm not gonna make an effing scene about this, but that's a little strange.
Okay, well, tell me how the night progressed.
Night goes on. We get an hour of pretty decent comedy. I'd give a shout out to the folks at the Arlington Cinema Draft House. It's the grill right next door to it. Every Thursday night, 8 to 9 mm-hmm. p.m. for $5, you get an hour's worth of semi-pro comedy. Wasn't bad.
Nice.
The second round comes about 20 minutes later. I pull out my card. I'm going to get this one. Effin almost smacks it out of my hand like I pulled out my mule at the table. I'm like,
what?
She just, boom. Like you're playing, what was it, Sorry? Or it was a smack like Hungry Hungry Hippo smack. Just like, I am not allowed to pay for the second round either, apparently.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. That's kind of why I'm running this up your flagpole, sister.
Honey, I have no idea what to tell you.
That's weird. If anyone wants to call in at 703-560-TALK, I won't pick up because I don't care about your input.
No, we'll pick up. I'll make him.
Fine.
But, wow.
They come around to collect a cover charge. I do get to pay the cover charge.
Okay.
Round three, as the night goes on, I pay for round three.
Okay.
So at this point, I've got a round and a cover charge to her two rounds.
So you're pretty even.
We're kind of neck and neck at this point.
Yeah.
We talk for maybe another hour, hour and a half until the place closes down. I want to say it closes like 11:30, 11:45.
Okay.
During the conversation, a lot of laughs. It was decent talk. Seemed to be no chemistry whatsoever. Like, in terms of, there was no signal of what I was talking about earlier, where there's like an arm touch, any kind of flipping the hair behind the ear.
Is she the kind of girl that would flip her hair and touch her arm? Like, is she a girly girl, or is she a little more?
Like,
what kind of girl is she?
She's fairly, I would say, like, kind of focused, professional type. She's girly. I mean, she was well-dressed. You know, like, she had the Chuck Taylors on, actually, which I thought were kind of cute. Jeans, nice sweater, looked really, really attractive, you know. Can't mince words, even though blonde and blue, not my usual, not the usual workhorse,
yeah.
But, and like almost my height too. So I'm guessing that's why heels were involved, or just the
she
night
had
in general.
Tennis shoes on?
Tennis shoes, yeah. But maybe it was
She had tennis shoes on a date?
Hey, maybe it was, it was just, it's all bad signals. I'm not going to mince words here.
I think she was thinking, I'm going out with my buddy John.
Yeah.
I don't think she was thinking, ooh, potential baby daddy here.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't believe I just said that.
Sorry. That's cool. It's all it is.
I think she was just thinking buddy friends, which is why she picked up the first two.
Yeah.
Rounds.
Yeah, to kind of intercept any kind of signals that I could have accidentally gotten. I'd take her home. I'm like, hey, we should do something next week. She says, yeah, cool. Sounds great. She goes on her merry way. There's no awkward attempt at kissing here because I'd gotten just no signals whatsoever.
Well, because she kind of doused that flame with the first two rounds.
Yeah, exactly. And I went home and that was that.
Have you guys talked at all since?
No, definitely not.
Yeah, you're done. Done and done.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't attempted anything. She hasn't attempted anything. I was, like, maybe going to say, what's up Tuesday-ish, but...
Nah, just let it...
Yeah, the one kind of, like, shred I got at Dignity is just aborting this one.
So it really makes you that uncomfortable when a girl pays for something?
When you're that insistent about it. Like,
yeah,
let the dude grab round one. You want to grab anything after that. That's kind of cool.
You know, it's not that I expect a guy to pick up the tab for everything. And I'll pull my wallet out or... wallet. I can't talk today.
Yeah.
And kind of indicate, hey, I'm cool.
It's okay. I'm so depressed talking about this. Like, I can't even bust your chops.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So, you know, I'll pull out indicators saying, hey, I'm willing to split this or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. But it's usually a show.
But if they say,
production.
No, I got it. I don't make a scene about it. And I say thank you and I enjoy the drink, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, this was a total, like, hey, broke fruit that I make more than. And,
well, lesson learned. Next.
Yeah, exactly. What's she going to do?
Yeah.
And, you know, I got tons of Chica friends. Some have said, first time around, what really did you expect to happen? You know, it doesn't need to be anything going down. Others.
I'm sorry. First, if she was viewing that as a date, number one, she wouldn't have worn tennis shoes. Number two, she wouldn't have been so insistent about paying for it. Unless she had, I can't even think of a reason to qualify why she would have ever done that. I really don't. And, I mean, I know that my girlfriends tend to be pretty girly and, you know, well.
Well, she's not, like, wearing plaid and, you know, with a butch dyke cut or something. I mean, she's a girly chick. She's just, she seemed semi-brainy, too. She's kind of intelligent.
Next.
Next.
N-E-X-T.
Yeah, but.
Word of the week, John. Word of the week.
That was just the little. Cherry made out of S on top of the week, my glorious week.
I hear ya.
And it was all bad until one magical thing happened last night.
Ooh, what happened?
I'll tell you.
Yankees
win.
Yankees win.
Sing it. Sing it again.
Ooh.
We're going to hear this seven more times this year. And the seventh time. Oh, they're getting it.
You think?
Screw Anaheim. They are taking
Shut
out. You don't have any idea how many times the Angels have broken my effing heart. I hate them. I hate their stupid little rally monkey. You remember that? They beat the Yankees. It was like, oh, look at the rally monkey dancing in the stands. F him. I hope he gives the audience Ebola or something.
Yankees win. Oh, yeah. The Yankees win.
Like, seriously, before that happened last night, it had been just a hell of a week. Hell of a week. Bad news Bears week. Bad all over. And then that happened. CeCe Sabathia, that sweet fat giant on the mound. That sweet fat chocolate teddy bear.
You
pitched that four hitter.
That you could be speaking in Mandarin right now, and it would make as much sense to me, right?
Yeah, you just hate the Yankees.
This is a conversation that you need a boy here for. I'm sorry.
Oh, Rich doesn't even count as a boy. All we do is talk about living at home and playing with magic cards and stuff.
Oh, God, he lives at home, too?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He lives at home and he's short.
Yeah, no, I got a real collection of champs. I got a real stable here.
You're making me miss Matt. Where is your friend?
He's perpetually late. That's another masculine trait of his.
Lame.
Mm-hmm. So,
guys aren't allowed to be late. I'm allowed to be late. Okay, so let's talk about what you're going to wear tonight since you have to dress up.
Okay. Well, and this is Veronica's big event. Oh, we've got a caller.
Hey.
Who is this that I don't effing care about? Hey, caller, you're on air. Papa's basement, blah, blah, blah. All right, then.
Hello.
They hung up? Maybe.
Lame.
Yeah.
Anyways. So what are you going to wear?
Okay.
Such a girl.
All right. Veronica, first talk about where and when the birthday is tonight.
I'm not talking about where it is for all of our listeners. I don't want them there. No, I'm kidding. Reston.
Son of a bitch, who's calling?
Did they hang up again? The light went off.
I don't know. Are you there, caller? Hello?
Stop talking about people being late and stop talking about magic cards like it's a bad thing.
Oh, Shane Daffron. What's up, buddy?
What is going on? I'm flipping through the channels, and I see this show called Papa's Basement, and I go, that sounds familiar.
Oh, God, you're actually listening.
I'm actually listening, yes. I am one of the four listeners today.
Oh, okay.
Four?
And what do you think, sir? How quality is it?
It is pretty standard Papa's Basement quality, which is to say it is superb.
Very well played. Has Shane invited your birthday party tonight?
I don't know Shane. I've never met Shane.
Shane's great company.
I've never met Veronica before either.
He's heard all about you.
Is he taller than 5'6"?
He is.
I am taller than 5'6".
Wow.
He is.
John, look at you.
I know. I'm working it here. Can Shane come, please?
I don't care.
Shane, you're coming out tonight.
Well, I have my my little bon voyage party with my mi madre today.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Don't come to my birthday party.
Yeah, she didn't want to see you anyhow, even though you're tall.
I'd rather move across the country than come to your birthday party.
Ouch.
Shane is doing that next week. Shane's leaving us.
Aww.
It's going to be kind of weird. Shane's been one of my best buddies for years now.
Yeah, and you can't come with me, man. That really kind of sucks.
Oh, yeah. Well, the reckless wasn't hard enough on my wallet. Now I've flushed an extra good chunk of change with totaling my car.
Didn't need to bring your car to come with me, but you know whatever.
Anything to get out of hanging out with you, you son of a bitch.
That's exactly what it is. I understand.
All right, man. I will hopefully see you tomorrow then for a game or something.
I think we can do that.
All right, dude. Take it easy. Better. Woohoo! Caller, and I'd never met Shane before in my life.
Shut up.
We're totally reaching out to a bigger audience here.
You know him.
No, I do not know Shane Daffron or his brother Kenny and.
I hate you.
Why do you hate me?
Because
I'm beautiful, successful,
yes, you're so
talented,
gorgeous,
brilliant.
Living at home.
Just
without a car.
Just running through the ladies. What else can we throw in there? Washboard abs.
With your bubble butt.
Hung like Lex Steel.
Ew, don't go there.
All right, fine. Ugh, another caller. Son of a bitch. Yellow. Ha!
Dial tone.
Yeah, won that round.
Fun.
Yeah.
So what were we talking about?
You're going to talk about the venue for your birthday and what I have to wear since you're apparently
just
dressing up and being a pretty, pretty princess.
Tennis shoes.
Okay, I have like these little leather boot things that make me look... Okay, they're leather boots.
No heels, John.
They're not heels.
Can I call you Johnny?
Yeah, that'd be great. Call me Johnny.
Okay, Johnny.
Just like everyone called Howie. You know. No, it was Howard Stern. They call him Howard.
You are not Howard Stern, my friend.
Yeah, yeah.
How old was Howard Stern when he started up?
On air period or DC 101 or WNEW? What time period are we talking?
When he started.
He got out of college and was a record playing jock by 23-ish.
Ah, okay.
Well, he had the 101 gig by 27, 28, okay. Like right around my age. And I want to say he was
That makes you feel very successful, doesn't it?
Like, as you have no idea how much of my dork history major side comes out where I look at the bio of literally everyone who's successful and then just scourge myself for not having made it by this age. Like, everyone in radio is on behind a mic by, like, 26, 27. Sure, I didn't get into this till 27.
Well, then how can you hate yourself?
Oh, I find ways. Oh, I find ways.
Okay, so what else is going on? Because my birthday is boring.
No, your birthday is not boring. I want to hear, like, who's coming out to this thing. My brother, he wants to tag along, too. I kind of want to make it a big event.
So. I don't care. That means more drinks for me.
Yeah, everyone's getting you at least one round. Especially show, he's like 5'11". Show a little interest in him. And
who?
My bro. He'll let the liquor just flow. He's
abortionator?
Yeah, he's a big fan of, you know, gray areas, shall we say.
Oh, my gosh.
A certain gray act.
I think my brother's coming.
That rhymes with grape.
So you'll get to meet him.
Okay. Is he going to pound me if I look at you, even though you're my friend?
No, Andrew's
even though you're
not
my bottom bitch?
Don't call me a bitch in front of him, though.
Can I call you the double B?
And he's a big kid.
Can I call you BB?
No.
Fine.
How about my name? It's a pretty name. My boss called me Victoria again, and I kind of called her out. I was like, okay, Susan.
Okay.
No, I love my boss. She is just such a phenomenal lady. But it was funny. She was.
We need to get back to your birthday party.
Fine.
Who's going to be at your party? Why are you trying to change the subject from your?
I don't know. Because I don't know. Like, I'm not that worried about it. I didn't want to make a big deal out of it. And the one person that I actually kind of wanted to be there bailed on me. So it's like,
which guy was? This is the guy that you've been kind of casually.
The only guy that I've been interested in the last 4 months.
How far have things gone?
I am not answering that. You know that.
Has it progressed beyond like a kissing thing?
I am not answering that, and you know that.
Okay. Way to take one for the team.
What? He wants to listen to the show. Why on earth would I talk about him?
Yeah, but much as you told me to punch out.
I should bring him on the show if I even decide to talk to him again. I'm a little
You told me to punch out on this chica, though, so I kind of want to advise you to punch out on this guy. Even
I should,
though,
right? I know I should.
But you're not going to apply logic to it. Like, see, me? I've learned to actually boss around my feelings with my brain. So even though maybe there's like a 5% chance something could happen to this girl and she's very cool and stuff, F it.
Yeah, I know.
Pull that trigger, man.
I know.
You know what? Our relationship is private pile sitting on that toilet 5 seconds before he pulls the trigger.
What?
What? You've never seen Full Metal Jacket?
No, I haven't. You know, I'm not good with movies.
God, the climax, like the half.
I would rather watch Gone with the Wind for the 500th time than see something.
I've never seen that.
What?
I have a penis.
There is something wrong with you. Okay, maybe not, but it's a really good movie.
I don't have one economically or socially, but biologically, goddamn, I have a penis, and I am not going to watch that movie.
But it's pretty dresses and balls and. Tara.
What's Tara?
The house.
The house has a name?
The plantation. Oh, John, I quit you.
It has a name? Who names their house?
Rich people?
Yeah. My house is named Stifling Asshole that I've spent 24 years of my life in.
Do you mean your mom's house?
Yeah.
Okay.
My mom's house.
Clarification there.
Exactly. Casa de Maria Papagiorgio.
So, the birthday. Most of my friends will be there.
Okay.
My brother.
And your brother and your friends, are any of them interested in someone who funny?
They're all practically married or living with somebody. Lee's recently single, but Lee has a thing for my brother. Not the brother that you're going to meet tonight. So even though she won't admit it.
Is there anything I can like wear to look like this brother? Would I want to?
No. Matthew is like 5 inches taller than you.
Yeah, okay.
Looks like an Abercrombie model.
Uh-huh.
And is in engineering school at Michigan.
I'm really close to that. If I just wear a Michigan jersey, I think I could make that happen.
No, honey, I'm sorry. It's
really?
Not going to happen.
Really?
You look nothing like me or my brother.
Really?
Or my family.
Is this all just rose-tinted glasses and I've just been deluding myself?
He's blonde-haired, tan with two different color eyes, and you're short and pale with dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't look like him.
That's good.
I don't mean to hate.
No, it's cool.
I'm not. I'm just pointing out.
I need to give you the number of the girl that paid for my drinks Thursday.
Why?
You two can form a club.
Oh, John.
You two can form a club.
That was mean.
Try to get everyone else who's trod upon me recently.
Oh, whatever. You're crazy.
Got the Asian family that
we'll
staged.
Have fun tonight. It's going to be fun tonight. I'm excited. I don't know what to wear, though. What should I wear?
What are our options?
I was thinking cute black dress with nude pumps.
Nude pumps. Okay.
With really big blonde hair.
Okay.
Curly big blonde hair.
What are the other dress options?
Jeans and a top.
Go with the dress.
That's what I think, too.
It's a fancy. It's a fancy occasion.
Exactly.
Bitch, who's calling? Are you still there? No, I think we're safe again. Why do people keep calling?
Matt Ganoza should call in. It's always fun when he calls in. Where is Matt? He's supposed to be coming to my birthday, too.
What? You didn't hear the story of where Matt is?
Is he at Virginia Tech trying to get laid?
Well, Matt.
Let's talk about this. Let's talk
Matt
about his success
last
rate.
Week on air talked about a girl he knew from back in his high school days
Did
as well.
Did she listen?
No, she did listen. She's making her like everyone else. He drove down to Virginia Tech this weekend. God. Matt Ganoza, co-host of In Papa's Basement, which you're listening
he's
to right
now.
He's
not a co-host yet. He doesn't get that status. He's the sidekick Joey.
Yeah, he's every once in a while.
He's the one that we should send out to pull pranks on people in parking lots.
Get us our coffee.
Yeah.
Our sandwiches.
I'm totally agreeing
bitch
with that.
that the ketchup
he is your
the
bottom
bread.
Bitch.
He's my... No, he's not my top earner.
He's the bottom.
You're my bottom bitch.
Do not call me a bitch, John Papa Giorgio.
But I'm saying it with a smile and love in my heart.
I don't care. That doesn't make me happy.
All right.
I
well,
don't like that word.
He pulled a John Papa Giorgio and a girl he pretty much seduced online. He's driving to visit her. And I got a rash of texts Thursday night when he first showed up there.
Mm-hmm.
He said... you know what? Eating P-word isn't bad.
Oh, my God.
I actually...
Seriously? Can you prepare me for that stuff?
I think it's a great thing as long as you don't have to get up to gasp for air every 20 seconds. So I'm guessing she was pleasant down there.
Oh, my God.
And,
seriously.
And I'm guessing things got physical quickly. He did his legwork online, which is what a smart lad does. At least you can do that when you're younger. That's really how...
He is young.
He's 21.
He's a baby.
He's a baby. A bebe.
Baby
so he has pulled a Papa Giorgio and driven a couple hours to
score.
Get his rocks off. And he is doing it with a passion.
Guys are weird.
What's weird?
I would never drive.
I mean, he gets along with the chick and she's very attractive.
For a piece of ass. I just wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it now, and I haven't done it for years. I mean, back in the day, if you really...
You've done it before. Don't lie. Don't deny it.
I've done it. I mean, if someone's very attractive and you're getting along with them, it's like, screw it. What options do I have around here for tonight? And you make a little road trip out of it. A
little four-hour drive up.
that has a hell of a perk waiting for you at the end of it.
I had a guy once drive 6 hours to see me.
Now...
And he told me that it was for something...
How was this guy met?
I'm not going there. You know this guy. I'm not going to tell you which one it is. He drove 6
Met
hours
online
up.
Or from real life or what?
No, I'm not going there. He drove 6 can't... hours up. Told me that he had a police academy interview. And then when he got here, he was like, there's no interview. I just wanted to see you. And I'm like, kind of cool, kind of weird, but kind of cooler. So we'll see what happens.
So things happen then.
I'm not going to comment
That's
on that.
That's a yes.
You know I don't talk about that stuff, John.
I think if a guy
there
travels...
There are far too many people who could potentially
I don't
do
even
this.
Like when girls invite you to make that trip and don't make it at least semi-clear that something's going to go down as long as you... Like, I'm not... There's nothing more gross than almost like pre-hammered out arrangements sexually. Like, hey, you get here, you are going to get your bread buttered. Nothing more gross than that. Drop a few hints, though. Drop a few hints, because I have, there was one time I...
You made the drive and there was nothing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and nothing.
You were sad.
Nothing were you makes sad? You more salty. It was beyond a drive, too.
Did you fly?
Oh.
You boarded aircraft? Oh, my God.
This is a story for another edition of Papa's Basement. There was aircraft involved.
John, you did not fly.
Aircraft involved, 4 days, of me doing nothing but bad-mouthing the whole situation via my cell phone, just texting home and texting all my friends. And that last night, I pass out drinking. She goes through my cell phone. She finds not only stuff like I'm either going to shoot me or shoot her, but someone's getting shot. And multiple, like, topless pictures, chick friends that sent me to, like, cheer me up and stuff, or, you know, girls I'd been fooling with at the time.
Oh, my God.
So it's every other text is alternating between, hey, when you get back here, I'll F you, don't worry, and don't kill anyone. It,
So you've never spoken to her since, huh? Did she call you out on it?
Oh, yeah. Her and her little buddies.
Kind
who are
of
all
lame
there.
For her to go through your phone. I would never
Yeah,
go
they were like, look, sorry we did this, but. And so the whole last night, I stayed awake making sure they didn't do anything to my luggage. And then I had a 45-minute trip back to the airport with them. It was like one
awkward
final. I literally almost tried to crawl out the window.
I think I would have called a cab that night.
I did, and the cab was $75. And I thought, you know, I never thought I could put a price on my dignity. But here we are.
Ugh.
And I just took it. Jesus has nothing on what that cab ride was. I would have rather taken the spear of destiny to the side 10 times out of 10. A few nails through my palms.
You know what, though? Shame on her for going through your phone. I think that's really shady.
Thank you.
I would never go through your guys'
phone. Obvious there's no chemistry going on, just leave it alone. She's texting left and right.
Yeah.
I didn't
give
two.
That's very lame.
I didn't give two S's to go through her phone.
Even if there is chemistry, I'm not going to go through somebody's phone. You can't
judge. I've never gone through anyone's
phone. A conversation or a situation through a 4-word text.
Even if you can. Even if I had a wife who was, like, probably cheating on me through the internet and, like, IMing people. I'd never go through her stuff. It's just not my thing, man. You want to get out of here, get gone.
Here's my thing. If you don't trust somebody enough.
Exactly. Just get the hell out already.
Yeah. Then as soon as you have those suspicions.
Just get the hell gone.
Something's wrong. Yeah. You don't need to, I don't know. I just think it's silly to feel that you have to do that.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Where's your friend? He's incredibly... Well. What's the point of him even coming? We have 15 minutes left.
Oh, this is the friend who called me at 2:08. Show starts at 3. Mm-hmm. Called me at 2:08 while shaving to say he might be a little late. He is...
2 o'clock?
2:08.
He had an hour.
Shaving. For a radio show. Shaving.
Where does he live?
Like out in Gainesville, but still, with any kind of preparation, he'd be here on time.
Yeah. That's lame. At least when I oversleep and wake up at 3, I live 3 minutes away.
Yeah, you're forgiven. You're here by 3:05.
Yeah, I was. I was running out the door last weekend.
All right. I mean, anything else you want to throw on the table? We can bail early. I feel I said my piece. I needed to vent about my week of, like, being a 16-year-old again. And my horrible, not even a date. What do you call that when there's just no sex stuff, no sexual chemistry, no personal chemistry?
Well, what do you call when you go out with your guy friends? What do you call it?
A date.
Well, then it was a non-date.
Yeah.
You just hung out with a friend from high school. No big deal. It doesn't have to be anything more.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have had
my
date
friend,
expectations.
Though. Tweren't my friend. I didn't really have date expectations. It was just kind of... Such
you know
a,
what?
It was such
you
a resounding
what? All kicked. I gotta say... Is at least you have the opportunity to go out with people that you went to high school with. All of the people that I went to high school with are too afraid because they get told that they're going to be thrown in a lake or tied up with balloon rings.
Oh, because your brother's violent. And
yes, yes, yes.
My brother just tries to F everyone I've F'd, so there's the
Ew,
albatross around my
I'm
neck.
I'm sorry. No, you can't. Scoring with brothers is not okay.
Yeah, kind of
no
sucks.
No part of that
He's
is okay.
Packing a bigger hog, too, so it really sucks.
How do you know this?
I know.
Seriously,
things.
Do you guys like whip them out and compare?
No, we're not that sick. I just know things.
Sick,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. When
John,
you meet my bro,
seriously.
He's packing. So if the night's not going your way,
seriously,
just
John,
saying.
I've met your brother.
Oh, okay.
Remember?
No, but
He was here one day. Me, him, and Matt. Remember?
Right. Oh, okay.
That was the big Shishmorsherman show.
Oh yeah. The every fourth show is pretty much the abortion show, where Will and I go on about that magical act. I actually
you're gonna burn in hell, man.
I have a full intro. Doug Stanhope doing a routine on abortion.
Can that not be our main theme?
It's not our main theme. We're just gonna open a show with it, like probably a week or two. It's if I don't find anything to sample before then, that's next week's opening because it's next in the queue. I have like a Netflix queue of things I've sampled, and we're a little lean right now.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Should be your next sample.
Okay. Well, I think on that note, we can probably start punching out, right?
That works for me. I gotta go get pretty.
Yeah. So you've been listening to In Papa's Basement, and I've got a special MP3, a special little sound coming for Veronica. Are you ready for it?
What is this?
We're gonna talk over it. I'm playing Surf Rider to let people know that In Papa's Basement is over for the day, more or less. And you can find archives of the show, along with my articles about the Redskins and pretty much my life in general, inpapasbasement.com. We're doing the show every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Listen live, www.fcac.org/WEBR. And look who's at the door. Look who's at the door. We're wrapping this bitch up. Okay, hold on. I'll turn down Surf Rider. Okay, Mike 3, Richard Gilliam.
Greetings, audience. I would just like to end this with just to tell you that your host, John Papagiorgio, gives absolutely the worst directions that anyone has given on the planet Earth.
Oh, wah, wah, wah. I got a GPS.
Just to say stereotypes are wrong, women aren't the worst at giving directions.
Really?
John Papagiorgio's are.
Cool. So,
it was like the woman direction where you have like meaningless things that you're supposed to see in the street, but you don't actually see until after you've passed the turn.
Okay.
And like things that don't really matter.
Okay,
like,
without the direction, without the directions being bad, what time would you have been here?
Like a half hour ago, 40 minutes.
How did you get that lost?
I was really lost. I mean, actually, I went down this street and I said, "Well, this street looks abandoned. It can't possibly be a radio station here." So I turned around and like went the other direction on 29,
Okay.
Oh, wow.
It's like meaningless directions, dude.
Let's see if you called or something. I have a missed call. I have a new text message.
No. I wanted to call the show so we could at least get some comedy gems out of your awful directions.
Your directions were SHIV. I am lost. What is the GD address?
I just love how women are supposed to give these terrible directions. It's just like the directions of a woman where like there are no street names or street numbers, you know, nothing that's actually concrete and useful.
I know none of just that like, stuff off the top
you know
of my head.
Follow the sun and the sky and the westerly winds and you will find your way, son.
All right.
This will lead you here.
All right. Okay. Well, Rich, cool. We can do another 7 minutes with Rich.
We can.
Yeah. He came here. Here, I'm going to play the little song I had picked out for Veronica's birthday.
Oh, no.
What? It's...
Hey there. I hear it's your birthday. How old are you?
Well, I...
That's great. Would
it's,
you like
it's just the Simpsons.
A
I love this stuff.
Song?
Hell no.
You got it. Raising here's... your beaver-roddy.
I'm a lizzy. And a one.
And a two.
A two.
You're the birthday. You're the birthday. You're the birthday.
Aww,
boy or girl.
All right. And that's Senor Beaverotti getting sprayed with a fire extinguisher because he burst into flame. So,
hi, Veronica Mars.
Happy birthday, birthday boy or girl.
Hi.
This is Rich Gilliam. Rich,
I'm shaking hands with her.
Are we going
to radio?
Are we going to go to her party tonight, Rich? All of us?
I don't do social events. You know, I'm like Howard Stern. I got a radio show tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay. Because we're not going to stay in and play magic cards, and mom will bring us s'mores.
So, let me just also say, because now I'm really worked up, all right?
Okay.
Now I'm in full, like, Larry...
Let me have it.
Woody Allen,
come on,
whatever.
Come on, you juice squirrel. Give it to me.
I just want to say, F the economy, and everyone who says, oh, the economy's bad, so I'm going to F everyone around me because that is a good excuse.
What happened?
I'm on this unpaid internship.
Yeah.
And,
Maybe the
only background you need to know is I'm on this unpaid internship, and, like, everyone on it is unpaid, but I was like, I got into it. I was like, listen, dude, this is really interesting work. I'm interested in what you're doing, but I just, like, paid $40,000 for business school. I've never worked for free in my life. I can't do it right now, you know?
Yeah.
And dude's like, well, okay, we'll wait a week and we'll see where we're at, you know?
Yeah.
So I do, like, whatever he gives me to do, I finish it. I come in yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even ask to see what I've done, so I just kind of like don't like whip it out and say like, oh, I don't force him to see what I've done. We're like working on other stuff, which I also do, and then we can't work for some reason. It's like a TV station, so this other TV station is filming a show, and he's like, well, let's go to Starbucks. He drops me and the other unpaid intern, Italian guy, who obviously you know he's just like taking what he can get. I mean, oh, I'm Italian. Oh, don't pay me. No, it doesn't matter. And he drops us off at Starbucks. He doesn't pay for the coffee. He, like, leaves. And he comes back. He's like, okay, well, now break's over, you know. No payment for coffee. This is coffee. Just yeah. This Starbucks is expensive. This internship has paid me zero.
It's actively cost you money at this point.
As actively cost, the commute cost me more
unpaid.
Than...
Most internships are unpaid. I lived in New York for 2 months.
I mean, this isn't Gucci.
This isn't Gucci, or Universal.
That's like, okay, I'm so desperate to work here. Nobody knows who this guy is. It's like a small business, you know.
Are you getting like college credit for it, or you know, do you have to do it for school to get your degree? Is it a requirement?
Yeah, but I don't see how that's relevant. Obviously,
okay, it is relevant.
So maybe I lack the American perspective here, because like in Europe, it is like actually illegal to make someone work for free.
But you're not here.
Even if it's an internship.
Though, if you're doing it for school, you're getting college credit from it.
Right, right.
It's a requirement to graduate and get your degree. A lot of colleges do that because you need office experience. So it is legal.
Well, so how are you... Okay, we have a phone call, guys.
Hold on. Let's address this gem. I'm sure they'll contribute a lot to the show. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hey, Mariah. What's up?
Rich has become European. No, he. First of all, I think it's a sense of outrage that the guy didn't pay for their coffees.
Well, yeah, yeah. No,
not because you're working for free, because a European would not do that.
Right,
and
right.
That's why. I mean, I'm sure you were totally shocked. And I'll leave you on that, because as soon as I heard the story, I thought, that's what it is. It's his sense of what's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
The polite thing to do, which is the European thing to do.
How did you enjoy the rest of the show, person I've never talked to before in my life?
No, very much. I want to give you the rest of your time. Very much. I missed the thing. I came in. I was making a bed. And
whose bed was that?
Two girls and an airport story.
Whose bed was that?
Filled in.
Whose bed was being made?
Yours. I was giving you
okay. Your mom makes your bed?
Fresh sheets.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, bottom bitch.
So
stop that. I don't like that word either.
Yeah.
Really,
you're
I don't
so
like
so wrong. That's not cool.
Okay, let Rich blow steam.
Well, the climax is that later on, before leaving, because in my head, like, he had said, they were supposed to talk about possible compensation, you know, like, probable. I guess I'll pay you back for, like, your commutes, like, hourly wage, whatever. And he hasn't brought it up. It's like the end of the day, and I'm like, all right, I got to get this out, or it's just going to be like buried and like never, you know. I was kind of worried, and I couldn't get him alone, and I just kind of like say, hey, when are we gonna? You want to have a word about like what we talked about last week? And the Italian dude was there.
Yeah.
So he just looks at me and he's like, oh, we'll talk about that next week, you know. And I'm like, okay. Never getting paid for this, you know. Like,
no,
I just kind of like, all right, that's my answer, you know.
Yeah.
But right before I came here, I was checking my email before I closed the computer down, like, you know, about to leave.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You didn't finish it, actually.
And I get this 2-page email from this guy, like, you brought up a financial compensation in front of another coworker, and this does not reflect well on your business judgment.
With a mud shovel.
Yeah, and it was like pages long, and it was just like a list of the things that I haven't done to his satisfaction.
F him.
Oh, that's
which he hadn't even mentioned
okay.
yet.
Oh, what a passive aggressive little fruit.
Yeah.
F him. F
that's
him. Don't
that's
do
not
a
cool.
GD thing
no,
more.
I, no, I mean, I did kind of like that was a big mess up. Like talking, you don't talk about money in front
no,
of someone.
No, you don't.
Else, you know, that's
not.
Like, that's
but
like
did you say money or did you say hey?
No,
I'm talk
I tried
about
to put it pretty
discussed.
Subtly, but I guess it wasn't subtle enough.
Screw them, and you're never.
I mean,
subtle.
I'm just going nuts because I'm like you've never been in such dire straits. I'm not the only one, you know. Like,
yeah, man.
Yeah, but.
I got the courts coming after me, you know.
Internships have always been unpaid. That's the point of doing an internship. So you shouldn't have done the internship if you wanted to get paid. You should have got a regular job.
I should have taken that big contract at Warner Brothers for a movie.
I don't know.
I just didn't like the script, you know?
What, dude, it's a sequel to Rosemary's Baby. It's going to do well. Come on. You'd have been fine.
Yeah.
All right, Mommy.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Hey, I'm going to drive home. I might see you there. Okay.
In my Latina mobile.
Yeah.
Drive. Well, may Jesus be with you.
All right.
I love your mom.
Bye.
You got a couple listeners today. I give a shout out. I give a plug to a couple listeners. Oh. I don't know if they made it through.
Well, that'll really help our next book.
Yeah.
We'll be doing great. All right. Can we now punch out? Rich, we got magic cards to play with.
I don't know what those are.
Lame.
That's true. No, you don't.
We've never done that.
We don't live at home.
Plausible deniability.
I slept with multiple people this week.
People?
Yeah. Anything else
yeah,
we want to work
miss
in there?
Michigan and Miss Tennessee.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. All right, guys, we're punching out. We were in Papa's basement. Coming up next is Squire with Night Train Memories. He's an actual professional, so please stay tuned. And have a good one. We're out of here.
I want to say something to you. I don't give a fuck about you. But I'm glad you came. I hope you had a good time. Listen, it's been fun. Thank you very much. Good night.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way, on my way.